The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have offered a lifeline to renters who fell behind by halting evictions nationwide through the end of the year. It's meant to keep people in stable housing during the ongoing pandemic, but it does not offer any assistance to landlords. So what does this mean for them? Joining me to talk about this is Andy Levering. He owns several rental properties around Columbus. Thanks for your time.
Anytime.
What was your reaction to the ban on evictions through the end of the year?
More stress. They're putting a lot of pressure on the landlords, especially the smaller mom and pop shops that probably don't have the capital to maintain all the bills without the income.
How will this affect you personally?
There's obviously a financial burden there that we're going to have to figure out later on. It's probably going to take several years to overcome it. Personally, health-wise, that's up to each individual and how they handle it. But I definitely think there needs to be a solution for the landlords where they're putting all the pressure on.
What do you think the government should do here?
If they're going to hand out assistance, there needs to be some assistance for landlords. And if they're going to relieve the renters of responsibility, then they also need to do the same for the landlords, and then push it back towards the banks and possibly offer them. You've got to pass the buck on down the line. You can't just leave it at the landlord's expense.
I can imagine some listeners saying, if there's not money for rental assistance and the government has to choose between helping vulnerable renters or landlords, they're making the right decision here. How would you respond?
Yes, I would say the landlords are also just as much vulnerable as the tenants are. A lot of the beginner landlords are relying on that monthly income, and when they don't have it, they can't meet their bills. So they're just as vulnerable. I have about 15 units right now, spread across about 5 properties. Some vacant, some full, some the renters have moved out. And which I haven't even reoccupied just because of the pandemic. I don't see any reason to put somebody in there at the current risk of them not paying.
Do you think this pandemic and this new practice of pausing evictions have any landlords thinking of getting out of the business?
I would say most definitely. There's probably a lot of landlords out there giving up, with good reason, because all the burden is coming down on them and there hasn't been any assistance to help them. So yes, it's going to drastically affect the landlord-tenant business.
Do you think there's too much risk now?
Yes, it is. It's definitely getting risky after this year. It'll be interesting to see what kind of assistance is going to be available to the landlords. I'm in probably a much better position than I was, let's just say, 8 to 10 years ago. But anybody who's just starting out, my heart goes out to them, because I've been there and done that, and I could see where the stress level would be high, and getting out of it altogether would probably be the best thinking at this point.
I've been talking with Columbus landlord Andy Levering about a new national moratorium on evictions. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.